with your love. Do what you're hiding.
26 minutes after 5 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Il Al-Jannah. Remember, the segment is sponsored by Capital Group of Company. It's the 22nd of Ramadan, 1442. Let's welcome our beloved Honorable Ustad this early Wednesday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today the 22nd of Ramadan, 1442, we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses number 84, 85 and 86. Thus far, the status quo is this. Three brothers are there in Egypt. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is the great big minister, and his brother Binyamin, Benjamin, they are akhun shaqiq, meaning full brothers from the same father, same mother. And Yehuda is there, the brother who had great wisdom also compared to the others. So three of them are there in Egypt. The other nine are there in Canaan, in Palestine, with Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. One trial upon the other. First, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is taken away from Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and then the second favorite son, Benjamin, Binyamin, also is no more there, and he knows that one day they will reunite and be reconciled. But human being, we have emotions. He cries, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 84. Watawalla anuhum, the nine sons are there. He turns away from them, and then waqala ya asafa ala Yusuf, ya Allah, my sadness, my grief for Yusuf, on the firaq, on the separation. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, beloved son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, passes away at the age of 18 months, 1.5 years, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam weeping, sobbing, crying, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, I'm weeping, crying because of your separation. I can no more talk to you, I can no more walk with you. So all this year, so we see Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam weeping. Yeah, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob, peace be upon him, saying, oh sorrow, ala Yusuf, on my beloved Yusuf. وَبِيَدَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ, and his eyes were filled with tears because of the sadness. Sadness on the separation. So many years. Ulama have written 30, 40 years had passed, and he had not seen his beloved son, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. فَهُوَ كَذِيمْ أَيْ مُمْتَلِئٌ بِالْحُزْنِ. If you understood the glory, beauty, style of the noble Quran, His sorrow and his sadness, he kept it within himself, and he was filled with sorrow and not exposing it to his sons. But every day he would speak of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and obviously these brothers, they were jealous, and the jealousy increased. قالوا, the nine of them, What did they say? Tallahi. They took an oath on Almighty Allah. Taftahu tadhkuru Yusuf. It means la taftahu. You will continue mentioning Yusuf alayhi salam. Every day you speaking about him. Hatta takuna harada. So much so, you will get involved in sickness and disease. So much you are going over the limit, O Father. Aw takuna min al-halikin. Or you will perish, you will pass away. So whether it was said sincerely or not, the prima facie evidence is this: it was not said so sincerely, because you must remember one side was their jealousy, and they did not know inqilab-e-zamana. Sometimes time teaches us such lessons. The people you oppress, the people you want to eliminate and eradicate, Almighty Allah elevates them all the time. Now this is the definition of sabrun jameel. So many times in life, remember problem upon problem. And remember that we want to complain, but don't complain to human beings and creation. If you want to complain, complain to Almighty Allah. That is what Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam did. He cried, he wept, and he complained to Almighty Allah. See what he says. Qal, Jacob Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam says, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. Innama for hasar and qasar, for exclusivity. Ya Allah, I only complain. So innama only. Ashku complain. Basti wa huzni ila Allah. My sadness, my grief, ya Allah, to you. I don't complain to creation, I complain to you. That is known as sabr-e jameel. Sometimes you lose someone near and dear. Sometimes they are lying in hospital for weeks and months and years, and then you overcome with grief. So yes, complain, but don't complain to creation, complain to the Creator, to Musabbibul Asbab. And he told his sons, you are telling me I'll fall ill, I'll perish? Nay, wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. And I know about Almighty Allah much more. I'm a Nabi, I receive revelation compared to you. Ma la ta'lamun, what you do not know. What happens after that? Inshallah Aziz, we'll discuss tomorrow. So many lessons for us to learn in Surah Yusuf. Therefore, it is not some love story, an epic story. There are great, great lessons to be learned here. So nevertheless, every day a new lesson we will learn, a new ibrat for us, and new experiences which we must apply in our daily life. Few announcements, inshallah. Today between 11 and 12 will be bliss of marriage with Mona Arafat and myself. Today is Wednesday, so remember between Zuhr and Asr, the du'as are accepted. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad has mentioned, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam on a Wednesday made du'a and begged and petitioned Almighty Allah during the occasion of the Battle of Khandaq, the trench, and we find that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accepted the du'a. Jabir radiallahu anhu, the Rawi, the reporter of the hadith, states, whenever is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad, whenever I encountered difficulty, then on Wednesday afternoon after Zuhr, I would beg, petition Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and Almighty Allah out of his grace, mercy, benevolence would accept my dua and supplication. Tonight, that is Wednesday night for us, South Africa and many other countries, remember is an order night, the 23rd night. So do not kill time and waste time. So many actions we can do. So one is Salatul Tasbih, Tilawat of Quran, Durood Sharif, make sure we read Tarawih Salat 20 rakats, and so many other things we can do. So may we turn more and more to Almighty Allah. Those brothers who want to go to sit for Nafil Aitikaf in the masjid, for one night, two nights. Alhamdulillah. So you go, your sisters want to sit in your house. So one night, half a night. So all that is flexible. So inshallah, let us make Qadr and let us appreciate Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Let's go to Lensau to start. Somebody asking, how do I perform Salatul Istisqa, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maybe this brother, sister has confused issues, but nevertheless, we will explain both to you. One is Salatul Istisqa. You are in a place where there is drought, famine. You know, in Eastern Cape, so there the situation is dire, acute shortage of water and rain. So in some parts there where there's the taps have run dry and so forth, so then you go and read Salatul Istisqa. Salat is the prayer, the namaz. Istisqa, where you're begging Almighty Allah for water and rain. So you don't read Salat in the masajid, in the mosque. You go in the open field. Why? Because in the cosmopolitan, metropolitan area, too many vices have been committed. So we go right out of the town and we beg and petition Almighty Allah. Jalla is two rakat salat that you will read. And remember, you beg Almighty Allah Jalla for rain. And in the interim, everyone should be reading istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. Ya Allah, I beg you, I appeal to you, Ya Allah, for forgiveness. And wa atubu ilayh, that I turn to you in repentance. Tawbah is for the future. Istighfar is for the past. Ya Allah, thus far from the time I obtained and attained the age of puberty and maturity till now, the vices and sins I've committed, you forgive me, Ya Allah, out of your grace, mercy, benevolence. Tawbah, Ya Allah, you grant me the tawfiq, ability, capability, capacity not to return to that evil and devilish lifestyle. So that is the difference. And Quran teaches us chapter 71, verses 9, 10, and 11. When a person, nation begs Almighty Allah, yursilis sama عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. Allah will send beneficial good rain for you. Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with children. Allah will grant you paradise and Jannatul Firdaus. Allah will grant you the streams and the rivulets in paradise and Jannah. So win-win situation. So that is Salatul Istisqa. One is Salatul Istikhara. So you want to get married to Aisha or to, you must remember, Fatima, you must tell you what happened yesterday, Maulana.
Mm-hmm.
So before iftar time every day, about 10-15 minutes. So before sunset, I'm here in the Jami Masjid and I explain to them two, three ahadith and then we make dua. So before I started, one youngster say, perform nikah. So I said, who's getting married? He said, my niece. So I said, now when you want this? He said, 27 night. You must perform the nikah. I said, subhanallah. People must make qadr of Laylatul Qadr. And yeah, this brother wants to get married. He said, yeah, he wants barakat. And he said, I must perform the nikah. So I said, okay, no, you bring everything. And then after the Maghrib Salat, Sunnat, Nafil, everything, then inshallah, we'll perform it. So now you want to get married, but you're not sure, Fatima or Aisha. So read, Allahumma khirli khara khire. Allahumma khirli. Oh, beloved Allah, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. The hadith in Tirmidhi, what comes in your heart, in your mind, finish, that is your answer. You don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream, none of that is sunnah, anything. That was just certain ulama suggestion, they made that. So if you want to read the salat, you read two rakat nafil salat. Voluntary, Qul Ya Al-Kafirun. First rakat after Surah Fatiha. Second rakat, Qul Allah after Surah Fatiha. When you finish your salat, your namaz, your prayer, read, Allahumma khirli khir khara khire khirli wakhtarli. And whatever comes in your heart, your mind, that is your answer.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Brother Edward is with us this morning, Ustad, from New Zealand. He says, AK, how's the fasting month going so far? I hope you guys are well and the team of Merkaz. Where is our very good friend? Any sign or any news of Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, Ustad, Edward.
My brother Edward, nice to hear from you from Auckland and Hamilton and Wellington, beautiful New Zealand. I see one thing your president did there, Prime Minister. So, very good. I sent it out, in fact. Mm-hmm. I see that in her map there, she removed Israel, the rogue regime, and she placed Palestine there. So that is what we want. We want people of conscience and people of justice to speak the truth. Remember that you can't continue with batil and falsehood. And you ask, where's Trump? I told him during his presidency. But we are non-entities as far as he's concerned. I told him, Mr. Trump, stop blowing your trumpet, because Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace you. What you should be doing, Edward, is some homework for you. So I know you're already in the afternoon there, but nevertheless, whenever in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Allah, you should be reading and seeing this verse, what Almighty Allah teaches us, that Malik al-Mulki tu'til mulka man tasha, wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. So Almighty Allah gives kingdom, Almighty Allah gives power to whosoever He wishes, and then He snatches it away from them whenever He wishes. That is Almighty Allah. He disgraces whoever He wants. He honors whoever He wants. Chapter 3, Brother Edward. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 26. So I hope you wrote it down or made a mental note. Chapter 3, verse number 26. So Trump's trumpeting is finished now. His own party have said he's a liability, and it's about time we move away from him. If you read about the party, the Republican Party, so you must remember that is how they also want to dump him. So his greatest disgrace was Palestine and the rogue regime of Israel. He said, I will bring the deal of the century and the peace of the... So nothing he brought, you must remember that, and Almighty Allah humiliated him. That is always the system of Allah. Inna al-batil kana zahuqa. Anybody who's on falsehood, Almighty Allah will let him perish, and that system perish as well.
Allahu Akbar. Angry brother says, can Darul Iman intervene on this matter, Ustad? First they said no Eidgah. Now they said on the day of Eid, our masjid will be closed. So now we have to travel out to go for Eid Salah in the masjid. Mufti Sahab, can we get a group of brothers and make Eid Salah at home? What's the masla on that, Ustad?
Remember that don't mention the name and all that here on the radio. What you do is send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184, and then inshallah you tell us all the details, where are you speaking about, who are the people in charge and so forth. Then we can hand it over to our attorneys and senior counsel and so forth, and they can intervene in this type of things. Yesterday I sent out personally, you must remember, the message about how come you don't have Eidgah and so forth, but you see so many other things going on and so forth. So definitely that is an indictment. But what do you expect from people who closed the masjid during Ramadan, went to court as friends of the court? You don't expect anything much. And therefore we sent out the book Ummati in two volumes. So anybody wants that also, the PDF, we do not have hard copies. So all the evidence is there. So and much more will come still in time to come. 071-888-1184. So what you do is a sad situation. Remember, when Muslims themselves close the masajid, Muslims themselves say we don't want Eidgah and so forth, whilst there is no prohibition from the government side and so forth. So therefore Quran Sharim teaches us, for those who close the masajid, remember, lahum fi dunya khizyun wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim, surah chapter 2 verse 114, and for them there will be disgrace and humiliation, and for them, remember, there'll be a grievous, terrible punishment, chastisement on the day of justice, meaning in the year after. Surah Surah 2, Surah chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. Remember Marqas Sahaba's number 084-786-3132 and Darul Iman, Marqas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and Darul Iman, the voice of the voiceless. So that is why we are there as your khadim and servant to protect and promote the deen of Islam in its pristine purity. So you just WhatsApp on that number, find it will come to us, 084-786-3130. So just the last number, the digit changes, 3130. So you send WhatsApps to us and inshallah, then we'll see where the feasibility is and so forth. May Almighty Allah have mercy on this ummah.
Ameen, 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 tum, ameen. Ustaz, the brother says like how we used to have Juma, 4 or 5 people. How can we do that for Idgah Ustaz at home?
So you must remember that we last year told you, because you must remember 70-80% of the masajid were closed, 10-20% were open. That is why we suggested that to you in your garages, outbuilding, wherever, that 4 people, 4 men, and you perform your salat and so forth. But now the status quo is not that. So therefore, you must remember, I will not recommend it. Rather just go, for example, here in Lens, we got 50 masajid. I'm just giving you an example. So let's say 4 or 5 are closed. Inshallah, it won't happen here in Lens, but I'm just giving you an example. So you can go to another masjid, and if you're in a small town, you understand, take for example like Heidelberg, Belfort, Nigel, where you have 1 or 2 masjid, and now only 1 masjid. So go to another town and so forth. But if you do that as you are suggesting, then that would be permissible, although I would not recommend it, because so many masajid are open. So rather go to the nearby masjid and mosque. All Almighty Allah make it easy for you.
Ustaz, we are 10 people in our family. They give me their fitra money to distribute. Can I give it to one poor household which has a big family, Ustaz?
First and foremost, we must understand what is Zakatul Fitr, Sadaqatul Fitr, Fitra. I gave you 3 different names. They all refer, allude to the same thing. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Zakatul Fitri. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who's buried in Taif, states that the master, peace be upon him, made it compulsory. The Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr. Why? Tuhratul lisa'imi min al-laghwi wa rafath, to purify the fasting person from the wrong he or she did. We saw wrong things, we heard wrong things, we spoke incorrect things. So it is for our self-purification. Wa tu'matul lil masakin, and to help and empower the poor Muslim, so they also enjoy the day of Eid al-Fitr, and they can wear new clothes, have a nice sumptuous meal. The hadith is authentic in Abu Dawud. So that's the purpose of Sadaqatul Fitr. What's the amount? Is 30 rand per person, $2 US, wherever you are in the world, inshallah. And if you are in America, and that way the cost of living, yesterday from America, someone contacted me. He said the imam told them it's $50. So I said, if the imam told you that, then you contact him. So you must remember that here in our masjid is returned, Mias Farm says 63 rand for fitra. So I said, if you reach like Mias Farm, mashallah, you pay 63 rand. So for ordinary people, mortals, we say 30 rand. So the point I'm making here is $2 US. Now you say that 10 people gave you money, so that's 300 rand. You want to give it to one poor Muslim person who's entitled to receive zakat, totally permissible. Remember this principle, zakat, sadaqatul fitr, fidya, for those people who cannot fast due to being very, very old, they don't have the energy and stamina, or they are perpetually, chronically, terminally ill, that fidya. So zakat, fitra, fidya, all that must go to poor, poor Muslims who are entitled to receive zakat.
Subhanallah. I see there's an anonymous ustad, a Christian brother, says, will I be a coward leaving my religion to become Muslim? Ustad, anonymous brother.
Nobody is a coward, my brother. Every person must think about it. You see the situation in this world, my brother, that you chose the Christian faith. Not you chose it in that sense that you wanted it, but because your parents or your family were Christian, so you said fine. But now when you start thinking, and you remove all that pressure upon you from your parents and so forth, as a critical independent thinker, Then you start thinking, how can this Trinity be the truth? God born on 25th December, which is a lie also, and then God dies in Easter time, and then is crucified. So how can that happen, that God is born, God dies? Who was running the world? Who was doing everything? If he cannot help himself, then how he can help others? So all these thoughts are running through your mind. So that is not a sign of cowardice, my brother. That's a sign of you. Allah's special mercy is coming to you, that you begging Allah, I want to be successful in this world and the ever-living life in the year after. Human being is not created only for this world. We all will be answerable, and there will be a day of reckoning. Almighty God Allah will say, Mr. ABC, Mrs. XYZ, I gave you this, I gave you that. Today you busy with emails. Today you busy with, you understand, WhatsApp. Today you, so regarding your worldly matters and affairs, how much you progress? So how come regarding your religious matters, you're not progressing? So our message to you, my brother, is always you must be sincere, and you must have that quest for the truth. I want the true salvation. They can't show us one Bible that is the same Bible, the same Torah revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. They can't show us the Gospel, the Injil that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Nowhere can they show. They don't have one Hafiz. They don't have one person who has memorized the entire Torah or Injil. You go and ask the Pope, is there one, the original language and the original Injil Gospel? They'll tell you there's no hope for the Pope. And if you ask the apartheid regime of Israel, show us, Chief Rabbi, the Torah, one person, the same Torah which the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, received, not one. They will tell you, you anti-Semite, you terrorist. We Muslims, not one, two, in South Africa alone, we can show you 10,000 people, male, female, adult and children, who have memorized it in its pristine purity. If the world, millions of people, my brother, so that is our invitation to you, my brother, accept the one and only religion that will grant you salvation and your passport to everlasting pleasure. So that is your choice. We can only convey the message to you. But I did pray for you, my brother, and for all those this morning, Ya Allah, you guide them, you bring them into Islam. Only you can do that. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Our function is to convey the true message.
Ustad, we've got a new listener here. We've got about 6 minutes to 6 o'clock. The listener says here, he says about AK, tackle the truth and don't beat around the bush. Islam has become like Christianity. There are many Muslims that don't pray with other Muslims because they come from a different church. Why is there not one Islam? Brother Samuel, Ustad.
Samuel, we don't hide anything. I'm sure that much you realized. So if there are weaknesses amongst the Muslims, never mind that they don't pray behind this person. Some of them don't pray at all, even in the holy sacred month of Ramadan. So am I going to defend them? No, we don't defend the indefensible, my brother. So, and that is true what you said, that there are some people with Muslim names. You must remember that I myself will not pray behind them. So you must remember that, because we do not agree with what they are saying. For example, I give you 2-3 easy examples. One person says that Jesus already died and passed away and is buried there in Kashmir, there in India, in Srinagar. And that is their belief. So you must remember the Qadianis. So we say that out of the fall of Islam. You have other people, you must remember, they say that they are people, their imams and so forth are greater, you must remember, than the prophets and messengers. They promote muta and prostitution for 1 hour and so forth. All this, we have the books. So such people, remember, obviously they're out of the fold of Islam, the Rawafis, and we won't perform salat behind them. Then you have other people, you must remember, they say that they only believe in the Quran and they reject the ahadith. So such people, ahadith are the sayings of the prophet. So their name can be Ahmad, Muhammad, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir. So we won't follow them. We won't accept them. So, my brother, that is true. But that does not mean that Muslims, the mainstream. We don't have difference of opinion on our fundamental issues and core issues. If there are differences, it is on subsidiary, secondary, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis. So that we all accept, we pray behind one another. But where there are statements and belief of blasphemy, then although they claim they're Muslim, we will not perform Salat behind them.
Samuel says, thank you for answering, Ustad.
You're welcome, Samuel, and you must, you know the meaning of Samuel, Shamuel. So that is the name, so you must remember, beautiful name, Samuel. So now our invitation to you remains, you and the other Christian brother, and to Edward and Alan and everybody else.
Hi, AK, the price of fuel will drop tonight. We praise our government for doing this, but don't curse them when they hike the fuel prices. In reality, we only see the bad in people, but when it comes to good deeds, then they only see the little good as a lot of good when government does, and bad as good too. Why? Roger Boston Senton, Ustad.
My brother Roger in Senton. So now the petrol price went down. So we are happy about that. But we can't be over happy when we see the corruption going on, when we see millions being siphoned, when we see that, you must remember, we have reached junk status. So you need to study life and politics and whatever holistically, not selectively. So you must remember this, brother Roger, that any problem you want to solve, then you look at it from all dimensions, all perspectives. You don't look at it selectively, that you must remember the petrol price came down. So now go break it down. How much tax are we still paying? Do you know we are paying more tax than our neighboring countries? Do you know that the neighboring countries get petrol from South Africa? So how come if we are giving them, but our petrol price is still higher than them? So there's something drastically wrong. And then you tell, broaden the circle, what's happening to all those people who are guilty, not of millions, some of them billions. So remember, they're still roaming and prowling the streets of South Africa. So is it not time that justice must take its course? So remember, my brother, me, I'm patriotic. I love South Africa, but I hate corruption. So we must remember this. Therefore, we do not belong to any party. We are independent party. So, but we must speak the truth and don't try and curry favor with any person or any politician.
Can my uncle give me zakat money for my ED? We are a poor family, Ustad.
So everybody claims nowadays they are poor, but when I visit your house, I see one big TV there, I see video there, I see internet there, I see cell phones there, I see a car there. So how come you poor? So you must remember that today the abuse of zakat is phenomenal, and therefore I'm on record and I'm repeating and reiterating this. 80% of the organizations South Africa and the world, you must never give them zakat. You must remember there's so much corruption going on. They will leave the money in the bank and collect interest. They will go and give it to their own family members. They will enrich themselves and make their officers smart and say, no, we're using it for refurbishment. So you must remember, one person told me that we got a term for this. I said, what is the term? He said, dry cleaners. I said, explain. He said that what we do is that we take the IMABC organization, we give the poor person the zakat, 1,000 rand, 10,000 rand, 100,000 rand, and then we tell him, okay, you give us back three-quarter amount, half the amount, and other half. And then that money we use for our personal self. And that is dry cleaners as wages and that. Since when all this is halal? A nation, you must remember, that played and mocked with the law of Almighty Allah and made hilas, loopholes, skaldakhari. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, transformed them into monkeys. That was the Jews. Almighty Allah told them no fishing on the Sabbath on Saturday. And they said, we will do it. Then nobody can stop us. And you see, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, transformed them and changed them into monkeys. And we we believe, that is our belief, it happened literally, no figurative meaning, and so forth and so on. So therefore, my brother, don't play with the Deen of Islam, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 65.
Ustad, we leave you there, inshallah. Any message from yourself, Ustad?
Inshallah, remember today between 11 and 12 will be the bliss of marriage. After Zohar will be our tafsir. And remember, make dua. Tonight is an auspicious night. Could be Laylatul Qadr. Make dua for us. Make dua for the Ummah. Cry, Ya Allah. What is happening in India and other parts of the world? It's a lesson for us. Yesterday, there was a doctor, Dr. Aslam, on another radio station. He said, the figures you are hearing, if they say 100, you must multiply it times 5 or 6. So imagine that how every minute a person is dying. So these are lessons for all of us. May Almighty Allah bring about for all of us peace and justice, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.